This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Friday to you. Happy Friday the 13th to you. Are you superstitious? Are you going to be locked inside the house all day? Are you going to avoid black cats and walking under ladders and all the other superstitions? I like to think that I'm not superstitious, but I also have like little weird quirks that are probably more OCD than they are superstitions, but I definitely, as I'm walking down a sidewalk, try not to step on a crack. And I don't mean just like cracks in the sidewalk. I mean like the dividing lines from one section to the next. But I don't think about it. And if I do step on one, I don't think it's the end of the world. It's kind of more like a personal physical challenge, I guess. And if I spill salt, I do throw it over my left shoulder. You know, pick up some of the spilled salt, throw it over your left shoulder with your right hand. I worked in a kitchen, though, for years, so that was just something that popped up out of habit. I have a weird thing where I don't like to leave, like, the volume in a number that ends in 3, unless it's 23 or 33. 23 was Michael Jordan, 33 was Larry Bird, so those numbers are okay. See how my mind works? Are you sorry you tuned into the show already? But that's probably the extent of my superstition, really. And I don't even call that superstition. Those are just weird things. Because I don't think anything bad's going to happen if I don't follow those little self-imposed rules. But Friday the 13th is nothing to be concerned about. We can probably talk about the true history of Friday the 13th later if you want. But I used to work with somebody. My last cooking job, it was just me and my one or two other people that worked with me for like my company. But the place that we worked in had hundreds of workers. And one of them, if there was a Friday the 13th, he took the day off of work. He wouldn't leave the house on a Friday the 13th. And I'm like, there's nothing to that legend that would preclude you. I don't take the chance. When the day of the Mayan calendar came, what was that? Was that December 21st, 2012? Was that it? Sometime in December of 2012. For some reason, I think it was the solstice, but the end of the Mayan calendar. He did not leave the house that day. He refused to go to work. He took the day off. He used a personal time because he didn't want to be at work if the world ended. And I know I work in the paranormal world and we believe some weird stuff, but we don't let it cripple us and keep us from living our lives. And you should not do that if you are worried about Friday the 13th. All will be okay. And if it isn't okay, if something bad happens, it's not because it's Friday the 13th. It just means that something bad was going to happen. I almost said destined to happen, but that would kind of cut back on my whole argument there. But anyway, 508-996-0500, app chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. It's our final day of giving away tickets to the Soundside Music Festival. So you only have until the end of the program today to enter the regular drawing to win Sunday tickets to see the Foo Fighters, Bleachers, Norah Jones. Then, if you want to enter to win the grand prize of a pair of two-day wristbands, well, those, you have to send an open line voicemail telling us who you want to see and why. And I have one more entry that came in that I think I'll play later on, unless any others come in during the course of the program. And you can go to WBSM.com and the WBSM app to enter. All the information is right there, and it's brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. They bring you all of Tim's tickets. So stop by for their tasting they're having this afternoon. We'll talk more about that later. And say, hey, thanks for making it so that we could win all these tickets on WBSM. And of course, on Monday, not only will we have more tickets to give away, but we will also have the start of our Money Talks contest where you could win $30,000. We'll talk more about that later on as well. The big news out of yesterday here locally was that the mayor held a press conference along with Police Chief Paul Oliveira at police headquarters on Rockdale Avenue, and they announced that the city is beginning the process of wanting to build a new police headquarters. Now, the start of that process is finding a project manager. They want to find someone who will lead the charge in picking the site to hold the, to where to build it, the design, and the construction. And I didn't get to go to the press conference yesterday. I had to record some things here, so I couldn't leave the building. But I had wanted to get down there because I had a few questions. But my number one question, I can probably just send this over to city spokesperson Jonathan Darling later. It's not that important of a question at this point. It might even be too early to answer the question. But will it be only parcels of land that the city already owns? Or will the city look at potentially purchasing land that might be on the market? Mayor Mitchell was, I don't know if it was on the air, if we were just talking off the air one day, like between commercials or something, but we had talked about where it might be a good site for a new police station. And he told me that the city owns a piece of property across from, I think, Antonio's, that he said would be a good spot because it's kind of centrally located. It's right by the highway. They would have multiple points to get in and out with the side streets. And he thought that that would be a good spot for it. But this project manager will take a look at all the potential sites, talk with the police, find out, you know, what their needs are and figure it out. But basically we're looking at $100 million price tag and 3 to 4 years before it's completed. Now, I've heard a lot of concern on the airwaves here that this means they're going to close the satellite police locations, which they were going to do anyway. They built the South End Public Safety Center and opened that up a few years ago. The plan, as far as I know, hasn't changed to eventually do the same thing in the North End. And then you would have your police headquarters, which is where the detectives work out of, the different units, you know, the patrols work out of the substations. And I don't think that this changes that plan. I don't think you're going to have one police station and that's it. They just spent a ton of money building the South End Public Safety Center. They're not closing down the police half of that. And I've had the chance to tour through that. It's pretty impressive, but something like that isn't enough for what they need for the administration building, the nerve center of the police department. Certainly what they don't need is an old supermarket that's over 50 years old. So this is something that's literally long overdue. If you read the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, you'll see that they were only supposed to be there for a couple of years when they moved in there in 1999. It was a temporary fix, a temporary solution until they could find a place to make the permanent headquarters. And a couple of years turned into 25 years. I don't know the ins and outs of the history of that building. I mean, I know it was a drugstore after it was a Fernandez supermarket, but you might be looking at the fact that, well, first of all, there's people that still call it their old Fernandez supermarket, but I think the police department's been in there longer now than Fernandez was in there. Because I remember Fernandez kind of closing down in what, the 80s? I don't know about the New Bedford one, but certainly the Randolph one, where my family's from, became Sudbury Farms in the 80s. So the police department might have been in that building longer than the Fernandez supermarket chain was. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm good. And how are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Now, am I to understand, you mean the Antonio's restaurant on Cogsall and North Front Street?
Yeah, that's where the mayor said there's a piece of property that they own over there. I think if I'm remembering exactly right. I know he said it was on Cogsall. But I think...
If you're talking about that spot where the Antonio's that I'm thinking about at Cogsall and North Front, there's no way you can put a police station there. First of all, that land, if that's the one you mean, is no way big enough. You've got an entrance ramp for the highway on a curve, and you get one drunk going up that curve and goes off and lands right on the top of the police station on the roof. There's not enough room. It's right across from Honeydew.
Right? Has anybody ever gone off the ramp? I don't think this happened.
No, but, okay, it's not possible?
I'm not saying it's not possible, but it's not something you need to plan around.
Go look at it. That corner, it's on a corner. It's on the corner. Kitty Corner to Antonio's restaurant and Honeydew Donuts. And that's so small. How could you possibly... Didn't we just build a new police station on the South End?
In the South End, yeah, that's a substation.
That's a pretty nice big-looking building.
It is. That's split down the middle between police and fire. So this is going to be something that would be, you know, just for the police department to have all their administrative offices. And you know what I would also argue is if you're going to build this, put in some holding cells so that you don't have to worry about where the regional lockup's going to be anymore if they close Ash Street.
So are you talking more of an annex? It's still too small. Have you seen that area? Do you recognize it without going down there right now?
Yeah, well, I've got it pulled up on Google Maps, too.
Okay, can you see how small little piece of... I wouldn't put nothing there.
I would need some more specifics. I believe if I'm looking at this from the map, and I believe I might be a little bit off in where the mayor said. He could be talking about so if you were at McDonald's, okay, across the street from McDonald's, there's a big bunch of grass and trees and everything. That might have been the spot the mayor was talking about.
No, Mr. Weisberg. Listen, I grew up
next to the gas station.
You're talking about that old broken down McDonald's that's not even functional anymore. It's ridiculous. There's no space there.
Yeah, across from it. It's all just a big field and some trees.
No, there's no big field. What big field? If you're talking about that Antonio's restaurant and that old McDonald's, I'm sorry, that's not going to do. There's no space there.
Oh,
you have to knock down the old port. There's a Portuguese club there on the right across from Antonio's. There's a Portuguese club that's been there like forever. And then you got the Honeydew. Then you have a little auto place on I think it's Granville Street. There's no room there. It cannot be that Antonio's restaurant you're talking about.
I don't think he means the area that's in the loop there for the off ramp. I don't think he means that.
Well, it's right behind it, that spot, that corner spot that you're talking about. There's an entrance to go Fall River or somewhere, and it's a curve.
No,
and if you're going to put a free station right on that corner, that curve is right above it. It would be a little bit behind the station. That's a bad spot. It's only my opinion. Don't listen to me. I'm just telling you, I grew up on North Front Street. I know that area well. There's not enough space to put a police station unless you're going to put something real small like the one that's down the south end on Cove Street?
Oh, no, I think this would be a decent-sized building. It might be taller than it is long, but... It'd still be a decent sized building.
It's only my opinion. That idea, that's my opinion. I like to hear what the other callers have to say. Thank you for taking my call. Have a good day. And beware of the black cats today with the 13th.
You know, black cats are so cute and cuddly. I love black cats.
Of course they are, but there's a lot of people, witches. They
I know, they're my friends. I love the witches.
I love my kitty. And the other day I heard you mentioning something about you were thinking about a pet and all. Your best pet would be a cat because it just goes to the bathroom and it eats. And all you're going to do is clean the box and change the water and the food and give it a lot of love and huggies and all that.
Years ago, I always had cats my whole life. And years ago, my cat Edgar got very sick within like a very short period of time, like a day. And there was a blizzard and we couldn't leave the house. And I ended up having to watch him pass away. And it was very traumatic.
No.
So I don't think even now, like 5 years later, I don't think I'm ready for another cat.
That was 5 years ago?
At least. Yeah.
Post a picture one of these days. Let me see the kitty.
Yeah, I got a photo of him somewhere. He was a big black cat. He looked like he was a badass. He was big and strong. He had a black leather spiked collar. But he was scared of his own shadow. I don't know. Just a cat. Long hair.
It was a boy?
Yeah, it was a boy.
What was his name?
Edgar.
Oh, really? Of all the names, really?
Yeah, he was named after Edgar Allan Poe.
I don't know what they call those cats that they're like smoky gray. And their hair,
most people call them Smokey. I had a cat like that. His name was Smokey.
Yeah, I kind of like that name. If I had a boy cat, I think it would have been Smokey. Yeah.
I think I had multiple Smokies. We were like the Simpsons. We just kept naming the cat Smokey, they named it Snowball.
No, he wasn't a big problem, was he, though?
No, not at all.
Yeah, so it's not that much work. I mean, I can understand you not getting a dog. You'd have to take him out all day, and you're too busy for that. But a cat, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, but I go away for days at a time, and then I've got to find somebody to watch him and all that stuff. So
your mother, your brother, your cousin, your brother, your neighbor.
But I don't know that I'm ready for... going through that again, even though we'd probably have like a good 15, 20 years before I got to worry about it. I still, you know.
Yeah. Alrighty then.
Okay. Well, you have a good weekend.
Have a great day. You too. Bye-bye.
508-996-0500. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Billy Santos.
What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? I just wanted to explain to Mary where you were talking about at where the end zones is. On Cogswell Street,
mm-hmm.
If you go like you're going down towards Fairhaven, that's the McDonald's you're talking about on your left-hand side that goes to Market Basket. Across the street, there used to be a racing car, like a go-kart place. That's the land that you're mentioning to it. That's what the mayor must have been thinking about.
Oh, I didn't know there was a go-kart place. So that's interesting.
Oh, yeah, right after the two gas stations on the right as you're going to Fairhaven, across from McDonald's. That land there, because that's why they've been cutting all the grass and everything.
No.
But let me get back to the police station that's thinking about the one that they built down the south end.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough room in the police station for the police officers and the captain to do any kind of, they can't even write reports. It's so small. Originally, that was supposed to be for the MTs and a fire station. They just put, everybody says the police station. That wasn't supposed to be a police station originally. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't know. I mean, I toured through there with the police department. It seemed like they had enough space in there.
No, they don't. They don't. You ask the police office, they don't even have enough room. They got a couple of offices. Originally, it was supposed to be for the MTs, the fire engines, and ambulances. They just put that there, and everybody calls it a police station. Now, originally, now they're talking about just building one big, whatever they decide to put it. Okay, they're going to decide to put it wherever they want, the new police station that the mayor's talking about. Okay, now they're not going to have all those little, like the North End police station or nothing. They're not going to have anyone. They're going to just have one big one. Is that what my understanding?
No, that's not what they said. And as far as I'm concerned, what they do want to do is they do want to do a North End station like they did in the South End. So there'd be a North End Public Safety Center. But
okay,
I don't think that this plan supersedes that plan. They didn't say anything about that, at least.
Okay, because if everybody's talking about just everyone, I just want to remind everybody. Well, Mayor Kalis has shut down all the little police stations. And when Mayor Scott Lang ran, his platform was, if I'm elected, I'll open up the police stations. And Mayor Kalis didn't want to open them up. That's why he lost the election to Scott Lang.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute he got elected, Scott Lang opened up to all the police stations. If you remember correctly, people out there.
Yeah.
But to have one police station isn't feasible for this city. But that's the land that you are describing. There used to be a go-kart place behind there.
And like they said yesterday, they're going to hire somebody who's going to look at all the available sites and figure out what works best. But that was just, I think that was the mayor's, you know, opinion when he told me that.
Well, you know, if the mayor's saying, you know, they're going to hire this and they're going to hire this, how about hiring a deputy sheriff for the city, you know, the chief of police? He's got two people there doing a job, and they're not permanent. They don't have a deputy sheriff. Hire one of the captains that deserve it. They only have one. And to get back to the police, they want to put a police station for. How about having the chief of the police department move back into New Bedford instead of Westport? There's a city ordinance that says they have to live in New Bedford. But him and Joe Cadero were allowed. I think they were the only two police officers, you know, like the captain, the chief and everything, they lived out of the city. Every other city, for as long as I can remember, no police chief lived out of the city.
All right. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break before the news. You have a good weekend.
At least Mary knows where you were talking about.
Yep, I just told her on a Facebook message that was probably my mistake making the Antonio's reference. That was probably just my brain, not the mayor's.
That's the only land that the city big enough for they own.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Going to take a quick break here, and then we'll be right back with the news with Phil. All right. Now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A bomb threat in Springfield, Ohio, as Trump doubles down on a story about immigrants. A new study shows a link between ADHD drugs and mental health issues. And it's Friday the 13th.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Former President Donald Trump is doubling down on claims that Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, are stealing people's pets and eating them, despite no actual evidence that's happening.
They take in the geese. You know where the geese are? In the park, in the lake. And even walking off with their pets. My dog's been taken.
During a rally Thursday in Arizona, his first since Tuesday's debate, Trump said the Haitian immigrants were destroying Springfield residents' way of life. He claimed during the debate against Kamala Harris that immigrants in Springfield were eating dogs and cats. City officials in Springfield say there is no evidence of immigrants eating dogs or cats. And they're also speaking out following a bomb threat that led to the evacuation of City Hall following the debate, calling it disappointing that the story is circulating. Trump also says there will not be another debate with Harris. Mark Mayfield has the story.
In a post on Truth Social, Trump said polls show he won the debate this week against Harris, and it's a sign that she lost after she immediately called for another. The former president said Harris no-showed at a debate with Fox News and refused to do ones with NBC and CBS. He said she should focus on her job as vice president instead of wanting another debate. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Southern California is experiencing the most earthquakes in decades to have a magnitude of at least 4.0. Thursday's earthquake in Malibu was the 14th this year of that magnitude. That's the most in the region since 1988. A new study out of Boston shows high doses of ADHD drugs are linked to a much greater risk of serious mental health issues. Sarah Lee Kessler reports.
Scientists at Mass General Brigham have found that people who take high doses of Adderall, Vyvanse, or dextroamphetamine are five times more likely to develop psychosis or mania. Their findings just published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. Stimulant use to treat attention deficit hyperactivity disorder has skyrocketed in recent years, especially in adults. A study earlier this year shows prescription rates for ADHD drugs rose 30% from 2018 to 2022 among people 20 to 39. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
Reparations for descendants of slaves in New York City are one step closer to becoming reality. The City Council on Thursday passed a package of bills that will look at the city's history with slavery and decide if reparations should be made. Supporters of the bill say the impact of slavery still affects the daily lives of Black New Yorkers. The bill needs to be signed by Mayor Eric Adams, who's already signaled his support of such legislation. Nearly half of all everyone in the U.S. has an obesity rate greater than 33%. New data from the CDC shows more than one in three adults is obese in 23 states. Just over a decade ago, no state had an obesity rate that high. And today is Friday the 13th. While just a normal day for many of us, Western tradition and many slasher movies tell us it could be an unlucky day. If you're one of those who don't want to tempt fate on Friday the 13th, they say you might want to be careful not to do things that, according to legend, bring bad luck, like walking under a ladder, breaking a mirror, or opening an umbrella indoors.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox dropped their series opener after falling to the New York Yankees 2-1 in 10 innings at Yankee Stadium yesterday. Four-game series continues tonight in New York, and the Patriots and Seattle Seahawks gearing up for their game at Gillette Stadium on Sunday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
No need for an umbrella on this Friday the 13th. We're waking up to temperatures in the upper 50s. The fog breaking up later this morning. Sunshine increasing. Temperatures climbing into the upper 70s and lower 80s. And we can look forward to sun-filled days and clear nights all weekend long and into the first half of next week. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Thinking to themselves, wow, what's that John Lennon song? I don't know that song. It's actually his son, Julian Lennon, from 1984, Too Late for Goodbyes. Great, great pop song. So I want to let you know about something that's coming up next week, something really fun. The Zyterian invites you to a family-friendly dance party to support the Z's restoration and renovation. The Raise the Roof party will have live music, dancing, roving entertainers, and fun activities for kids. Now, tickets for adults and certain kids start at $10, but kids 12 and under are free. It's happening Thursday, September 19th at Cisco in New Bedford. The Raise the Roof Party, free for kids under 12. Everybody else pays $10. So mom, dad, you got four kids, bring them all down. The kids are free. They're all under 12. And you'll just pay for mom and dad. You can get more details at Zyterian.org. So very, very exciting. Sounds like fun. I would have gone down there, but I've got bowling. That's the time that I'm bowling. And last night's bowling was eventful because we had just started the first game. We were like two frames into the first game and the fire alarm started going off at Wonder Bowl. And we're all kind of like looking around like, do we have to leave? And it's funny because they tell you when there's a fire, right? You drop everything and just walk out. But everybody had to stop and change their shoes because you can't go outside in your bowling shoes. You'll ruin them. So luckily, it wasn't an actual fire because we're all like, all right, I'm going to take off my shoes. Some people were going to pack up their bowling bag and bring that out with them in case they couldn't go back in. I saw a few people with their bags. Like, no. We're told to just leave everything in a fire and walk out. Although I did grab my bottle of water and my keys, but one guy even threw a ball after the alarm went off. But we ended up only being outside for about, 10, 15 minutes. The fire department came, quickly gave the all clear, and we were able to go back in. And I found out from one of the employees there, it's because somebody was smoking in the bathroom and they set off the fire alarm. It was a beautiful night. The weather was perfect. We had only just started. Go outside and have a cigarette. Why are you going in the bathroom and smoking of the bowling alley and making, a couple of hundred people all have to leave the building in the middle of league action? People are so selfish and stupid sometimes. Well, because you didn't want to have to change your shoes to go walk outside? Most people don't. Most people just walk out the door and stand by the door and smoke, which is still not legal. You're supposed to be, I think, at least 10 or 20 feet away from the building. I forget the exact number. But whatever, it's a bowling alley. Nobody's there for their health. So, thanks. Actually, I'm not entirely mad about it because I had a pretty good first game. They should have pulled the fire alarm or set off the fire alarm during the third game when I was stinking it up. But yeah, don't be that person. Don't be that person that smokes in the toilet of the airplane when you know it's going to set off the alarm. Don't be that person that vapes inside the store, as Mary was telling us yesterday. If you can't control yourself, maybe it's time to do something about it. Maybe that's a sign. Like, you should be able to take a plane ride without having a cigarette. You should be able to walk through Walmart without having to hit the vape. If you can't, you've got a serious addiction. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim, real quick. Gilly again. Mm-hmm. But the bowling alley. The reason the guy didn't go outside to smoke is because he had the shoes on. He didn't want to ruin the shoes.
All right, but you That's can stand. Everybody stands right outside the door, keeps their shoes on, stands on the little patio.
You said that and you gave me an opening because of the shoes you brought up. That's the only reason. I shouldn't be smoking in there anyways, but that's why I called back in just to...
All right. Are you a bowler, Gilly? Do you bowl?
Years ago.
Well, were you any good or?
Well, only other people can decide how good you are. Everybody has a time to exaggerate. You know, like when you catch a fish, I caught one this big. You know what I mean? I was a decent bowler, but I wasn't, a 200-something bowler, so.
Well, if we ever have a WBSM host versus listeners bowl off, we will we'll keep you in mind.
Yeah, I doubt that.
All right, have a good weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You know, I'm not entirely kidding about that, because back when Chris McCarthy was out, and, you know, I think most people know that that was a very costly thing that he went through with his medical bills and everything. And we did one fundraiser event to help him out at the vault, but we were trying to look into some other things that we could do. And I was trying to put together an event, a bowling event, that would be like Fun 107 versus WBSM. And we would have other teams and people could, you know, volunteer and people could pledge so much money per strike or whatever. And I was like trying to put this all together. And then in the midst of trying to put that all together, like, Chris was like, I'm good. I'm like, okay. But we never did get to do it. So maybe it'll happen somewhere down the line. There's not a lot of things that I can compete in against the Fun 107 staff. You know, Gazelle is riding his bike to work every day. Gazelle works out. Michael Rock is a CrossFit workout guy. You know, what little I do, I can't compete with them. Maddie's a trained MMA fighter. Like, we don't compete against them at all, but the one thing that I might be able to beat them in is bowling. So it might still happen at some point. 508-996-0500. Going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. I'm on the run. No time to sleep. I've got to ride, ride like the wind, to be free again. And I've got such a long way to go. Such a long way to go. Make it to the border of Mexico. So I ride like the wind, ride like the wind. Well, you don't have to ride like the wind, but you can power your home like the sun, because you can harness the energy of the sun by going solar with Isaacson Solar. Now, I know you've probably heard all of the discussion about solar and people talking about, well, they say they're going to give you a new roof, or they say that you won't have an electric bill, or they say that the electric company is actually going to pay you. But is any of that actually true? Well, Isaacson Solar can answer all of those questions for you. Why? Because they've got no reason to give you the sales pitch. The sales pitch itself is just in the savings, the investment that you make into solar and the way that it pays out in the end. And they will sit down and go over all of that with you and answer all of your questions simply, honestly, directly, to make sure that you are armed with all the knowledge that you need. They'll also tell you whether or not your home is a good fit for solar, whether it be putting the panels on the roof or in the side yard or whatever. And if it is a good fit, they will give you a free, no obligation quote. You still are not committed to anything at that point until you sit down and talk with your family and decide whether or not solar is right for you. So why not get the process started and get the answers to those questions and at least be armed with the information and the knowledge? And you can do that by going to their website, isaacsonsolar.com, I-S-A-K-S-E-N, isaacsonsolar.com. And I say that as I'm watching the sun rise over here, over Stop and Shop. And it's in the perfect spot today where the tree is blocking it just enough that it's not shining in my face. Although we did get the windows nice and tinted here. So when you drive by on a sunny day, you might not see into the studio as well as you used to be able to. But that's okay, because we can still see you and we can see everything that you're doing. We can also see you through all the hidden cameras we've placed in your car or wherever else you have your radio. I'm sorry, I think I went a little too far there and mentioned things I shouldn't. No, I'm just kidding. We would never do that to you. But what we will do is we will deliver everything here on WBSM to you every way that we can. And that's why on Sunday, when we have the Patriots on here on 99.5 FM and 1420 AM, that if you want to hear our regular Sunday programming, maybe that's not your thing, listening to football games. Maybe you want something that's not football at all. Well, we'll still have all of our regular programming on the WBSM app and on the stream at WBSM.com. We make the technology work So that we don't have to. Nobody's coming in on a Sunday. No, I'm kidding. We make the technology work so that you can get WBSM the way that it works for you. So if you want to hear the game, 99.5 FM, 1420 AM, every Patriots game all season long here on WBSM. But if you want to hear the regular programming, the app and the stream is the way to do it. Now, if you have money on the game and you're betting for the betting on the Patriots, I don't know that you'll want to listen. The idea that somebody would have any clue at this point in the season, how to bet money on the Patriots is unfathomable to me. However, you know, the people who do that a lot, they know what they're doing far better than I do. So I don't know who's putting money on the game Sunday, but I do know this. As I said last week, after the Patriots won the first game, and now they head into the season opener with the Seahawks, which I should tell you, by the way, is a 1 p.m. kickoff, and pregame on WBSM starts at 10 a.m. But as we're heading here into week two, I have no idea what to expect. But as I said last week, it's nice to have a season where this would be the season that I'd want, where you go into any game thinking there's a chance that they might be able to win, but then you really don't get upset when they don't. That's like the best we can ask for at this point. And I would gladly take that. If the Patriots can be in every game and they win some and they lose some and they end up with, I don't know, 6 wins on the season, and by the end of the season you're seeing some Drake May time out there, I'd be fine with that. I mean, remember, Bill Belichick didn't win a Super Bowl in his first season coaching the Patriots. It was the second season, so no pressure yet, Gerard Mayo. 508-996-0500. Got to take my next break here. We'll be right back. Everybody have fun tonight. Everybody Wang Chung tonight. And by the way, what does Wang Chung mean anyway? Well, it's Chinese for yellow bell. One of the band members happened across it in a book and said, well, that sounds like a cool band name. Except it was originally Huang Chung, H-U-A-N-G. And then they just changed the spelling to make it.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.